Audacity.
Grenadians going to the pools on June 23rd. I am Ken Richards and this is the Caribbean News Roundup. Grenadian Prime Minister Keith Mitchell on Saturday night announced June 23rd as the date for general elections, as his ruling New National Party NNP seeks a third consecutive term in office. Nomination day will be the 1st of June.
To keep this nation in the safest hands. Therefore, let's go forth steadfastly. Let's go forth with purpose. Sisters and brothers, I have already asked the Governor General to dissolve the Parliament on Monday, the 16th, 2022. Monday, May the 16th, 2022. I've also asked the Governor General to issue the writs for the election on Tuesday, May the 17th. In other words, only one day you have to try to register if you ain't registered yet. That is Monday alone. Because I warned you already. I warned you. The publication of the writs will be made on Wednesday. It must be published May the 18th, 2022. Nomination day for the candidates for the next election will be Wednesday, June the 1st. The police officers will be voting. They'll be voting on Monday, June the 28th. Police voting. They have to vote. And therefore, on June, Thursday, the 23rd of June, we're ready to vote, sisters and brothers. We're ready to vote Thursday, June 23rd. So you know what that means? What that means, if you do the right thing, we fetting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sisters and brothers, I love every single one of you all.
The last general election was held in 2018. The NNP swept the polls in the last two general elections, winning all 15 seats in the parliament, with Mitchell, 75, one of the longest serving heads of government in the Caribbean community, already signaling that this would be his last general election as leader of the party. The NNP will face a challenge from the main opposition National Democratic Congress, which is contesting the elections with young attorney Dixon Mitchell at the helm. Workers at a major business company in Dominica who formed a trade union to address a variety of problems are being challenged by the business concerned, J. Astafan & Company, as Roy Sanford reports.
One of Dominica's biggest business establishments, J. Astafan & Company 1970 Limited, has responded to members of staff who had come together to form a union at the company, saying that it is not in the position to recognize such union. The response came from the managing director of the company, Genevieve Astafan, days after the workers made public the formation of the National Service Workers Union, NSWU, which they say aims to tackle several grievances that they think are not being addressed adequately by the company. According to Astafan, the management of the company is not aware of the existence or legal registration of the union, nor is it aware of any notice for the union to be recognized by the company as required by law. J. Astafan & Company Limited does not have a collective labor agreement with the National Service Workers Union, nor is the National Service Workers Union recognized as a bargaining agent for employees, Astafan wrote. She said the company has contacted a number of government agencies and other organizations such as the Division of Labor, the Registrar of the High Court, the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, the Dominica Employers Federation, but they were unable to provide information on the identity or authenticity of the NSWU. In the circumstances, Astafan wrote, be kindly advised that management does not and cannot recognize the National Service Workers Union or any of its authorized agents. There has been no response from the National Service Workers Union as yet.
The slogan Justice for Mary is echoing in St. Lucia's Soufriere district, where many are heartbroken following the discovery of the body of a slain woman. Law enforcement confirmed on Friday that St. Lucia had recorded another homicide. The body of the female victim was discovered at Ruby Estate in Soufriere. HTS News Force reports that loved ones are calling for swift justice.
Outrage and distress early Friday morning in the community of Ruby Estate in Soufriere following the discovery of the body of a woman identified by residents as Mary.
Well, Mary is my sister. She's after me. She's a twin. And I don't know why the person had to rape Mary and kill Mary. The first time they had already raped me. And I believe that the same set of person that do it again. And if I catch that person, I don't have nothing but that. I can't even talk.
Because it's very sad when to wake up the next morning.
Exactly. Mary have a family.
Yeah.
Because they're
what I can say, if you're already raped,
yeah,
just need let her go. Exactly. Don't kill her. Why?
The news of the woman's death spread quickly. Loved ones and residents would rush to the area where the grim find was made in hopes of seeing for themselves whether the heartbreaking news was indeed true. Longtime friend of the deceased, Leah Atty, describes the gruesome scene that now haunts the consciousness of eyewitnesses.
Some person said that she has two holes, one on the back and one on the side of her head, and then she was practically half naked with her shoes one place and her bag was hung over a papaya tree.
Speculation remains rife over the last painful hours of the victim's life, with many expressing utter disgust at what they say appears to be the heartless slaying of a woman they describe as well-known and well-loved.
I'm so sad. Mary was an unknown person. Everybody knew Mary. But the person had to marry that, they will find you and justice will be served.
The refrain, Justice for Mary, was echoed by all whose hearts were broken early Friday morning.
In Trinidad and Tobago, three women, including a grandmother, were killed this past week in domestic circumstances. The TNT Council of Evangelical Churches is condemning this and all other acts of violence, which it labels as sinful and unacceptable. This report is by TV6 News.
The TTCEC notes that while violence can take on various forms affecting people regardless of gender, it says focus must be placed on the spate of violence against women in light of what is occurring in the country. According to the religious body, women are at the greatest risk of intimate partner violence, either from a present partner or an ex-partner. The council also points to the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in an increase in domestic violence. The TTCEC says, quote, believers, as members of the body of Christ, must model God's compassion and do significantly more to provide practical material, emotional and spiritual support to those persons in our society seeking to escape abusive situations and those wanting to be rehabilitated, as well as protect and restore children faced with these adverse childhood experiences, unquote. The council highlights a project out of the University of New Brunswick which found that when community resources are coupled with that of the church, people who have suffered abuse are given strength and support to face their fears. The TTCEC also states that when abuse is condemned from the pulpit or in the privacy of the clergy's office, hope and healing are brought to women who have suffered. The council is supporting teachings on the formation of healthy relationships and violence prevention. It is urging churches in the country to make a greater effort in getting training, as well as providing or partnering with those who provide intervention for domestic violence victims, such as shelter, food, counseling, legal advice, and education.
In Antigua, school principal Ashworth Azil says youth violence cannot be addressed until it is approached holistically. There has been an increase in violence among young people, and most of them attend school. Azil told Observer Radio that the root cause of violence seems to be a reflection of a disregard for human life.
We cannot deal with the issue of youth violence unless we deal with it. Holistically, that is violence holistically, and how it emerges in our society, wider society, how the structures within our society either perpetuate or aid in reducing the incidence of violence, and also trying to find, of course, the root causes of these violent incidents that we're seeing. For schools, this is not a new argument. It almost appears that every year we come to this stage, unfortunately, where we are forced to discuss the issue of violence among our youth. But I dare say that, you know, our schools are really a microcosm of the wider society.
That's Principal of the Clare Hall Secondary School, Ashworth Azil. The Ministry of Education and Sports is also strongly condemning the current level of violence and the use of drugs among students.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 16th May. I am Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.